Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Got me again. That flu bug coming on strong. In bed rather than in church yesterday. That's no fun. Thought about all the churches across America that were meeting. The different styles of churches. Some featuring Southern gospel and some traditional and some contemporary. Yeah. How was it in your church? Do your church give an invitation? Do they ask people if they're saved or not and have them come forward? Is that old school or is that permissible today? Just some of the things laying in bed I was thinking about during our service. Yeah. I really miss church. It's so vital for the Christian. If you can take it or leave it, you probably don't have the real thing. But if missing church is a big deal, it's assured in your life that you've got the real thing. I love to be around God's people. I love the love notes they sent to me, wishing me to get well in the days ahead. We will. We'll recover from this thing. You pray for us, my friend, as we pray for you. God has been so good to this preacher. What in the world is going on? Police shooting overnight. This is in Syracuse, New York. A police officer and a sheriff's deputy shot and killed Sunday night in the town of Salina. Everything started about 7 o'clock last night when officers spotted a suspicious vehicle and they gave chase. The man would not stop. During the chase, they lost the man, but they were able to capture his license plate number. They found out where he lived. They went there, did a little research, and found out that he could be armed. He was. Called in other officers, and, well, when they went to try to enter the home, he shot and killed two police officers. He was then shot to death. My, oh, my. It's the latest. World leader is urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron told the BBC on Monday the UK does not support a retaliatory strike, while French President Emmanuel Macron said Paris will try to convince Israel that we must not respond by escalating this war. An Israeli military spokesman said 99% of the drones and missiles launched by Iran were intercepted. The reason things seem to go so well is the many allies, including the United States, that helped with their intercepting jets and other hardware. Wow. This continues to just perplex me. I don't get it at all. New York City man, whose million-dollar home went up in flames last year, says he can't get rid of squatters who have more rights than he does as a homeowner. Zafar Iqbal, 53 years old, told the New York Post he's repeatedly tried to renovate the house, but they keep coming back. He paid $6,000 a month for the Brooklyn property after paying $1.1 million to buy it in 2017. He says the home is now causing him so much grief he's going broke, and he fears for his safety as who might be there. Every 2 or 3 weeks I go there, but I don't approach. I don't know if these guys have weapons or whatever. My safety is too precious to be killed. How can this be happening? A quick trip to Moronville and the justice system in America. The United States will cross a very historic threshold today when, for the first time ever, a former president of the United States goes on criminal trial in a case laced with fateful significance because Donald Trump could be back in the White House next year. When the presumptive GOP nominee walks into court for the start of that jury selection, he and the country will enter a new state of reality, a place we've never been before, as legal and political worlds collide in a trial almost guaranteed to deepen Americans' bitter ideological estrangement, and that gulf gets wider every day. The trial, related to alleged hush money payments to an adult film actress before the 2016 election, and is going to mark yet another extraordinary twist in the story of Donald Trump, whose incessant testing of the limits of presidential decorum and the law has caused nearly 9 years of political chaos and may still have years left to run. Isn't that something? Part of the changing America and our military. The days of rapid tank and infantry advances deep into the enemy's territory, they say, is over. The U.S. Army must be prepared more for fights that resemble World War I, says a veteran. Any advancing force must move with a defensive bubble against enemy firepower. Modern weapons have become so accurate and lethal that soon armies will not be able to maneuver rapidly on the battlefield. Instead, they will trudge forward under the protection of defensive bubbles designed to stop drones and missiles, according to this new vision out there. Swift battlefield maneuvers will be replaced by grinding wars of attrition, where victory goes to the side that has the most firepower as well as the most resources to replace any loss. It's a grim vision of warfare that has more in common with the slaughter of the First World War II than the mechanized program of World War II and Desert Storm. It's a new world in many ways, certainly in the military. Health news, well, for the first time in Gallup's polling since back in 2001, a majority of U.S. adults, 57%, say they would feel better if they got some more sleep, while 42% say they get as much sleep as they need. This is nearly a reversal of the figures that measured out in 2013, when 56% of Americans got all the sleep that they needed. Americans' perception that they aren't getting enough sleep is borne out by the diminished number of hours of sleep they report per night. These differences in average sleep reflect substantial changes over time in the percentage of U.S. adults sleeping 8 or more hours versus those 5 hours or less per night. In 1942, 59% of Americans were getting 8 hours plus sleep. Only 3% reported 5 hours or less. And on the other end of that scale, women, particularly those under 50, report sleeping less than they need with higher stress levels than men. Let me talk to you about something in this new America flood of evil. Where religion, there's new religions out there called abortion and transgenderism and open borders. Those are the new religions. God bless America. What does that mean? Hey, it was many years ago already, but the Denver Convention for Democrats, when Barack Obama was nominated, he ranted and grimaced and promised America was about to fundamentally change. Remember that? Since then, the evidence shows that he wanted to push the United States into a socialist realm of government mandates and control. Remember the demands in Obamacare? But Democrats now have gone way beyond that, according to a new commentary out there by Chris Queen. He's the editor of PJ Media. He explained Democrats really do want to end America as you know it. For starters, the left has put all of its chips in on abortion. It only took a couple of decades for leftists to go from safe, legal, and rare to shout your abortion. Murdering children, killing babies, has become a rite of passage for left-wing women, and pushing abortion is now a non-negotiable talking point. In fact, it's one of the key talking points in which Joe Biden is running for president again. It has become important to the Democrats to advocate for abortion as much as possible because fewer babies mean fewer future Americans and potentially Republicans. Then there's the LGBTQETC movement. Gets bigger every day. Also a Biden priority. Queen explained it this way. It's antithetical to human flourishing because gay and lesbian couples can't produce children, naturally. The transgender movement is even more pernicious because gender transition puts transgender individuals at a high risk of infertility. Democrats don't care that transgender people are messes of chemicals, wrong hormones, fake body parts, and they definitely don't care that they're rendering thousands of individuals unable to have kids. And third, this third religion, the border crisis created by Biden when he took over, thrashed all of President Donald Trump's security plans. Allowing so many foreign nationals to flood this country brings in many political new voters, and Democrats are gambling on these illegal aliens voting Democrat as soon as they're able to do so. And there you have it, the attacks on the American freedoms and rights. the new religions in the new America. Leftists will never back down from gun control, and we've witnessed time and time again how soft Democrats are on crime. But that principle that's most under assault in the United States these days is free speech. This move began under the Obama administration when the IRS went after conservative organizations. But the Biden administration and its cronies in big tech have turned the suppression of speech into an art form, labeling anything that, well, bucks its narrative as disinformation. You can't speak out on what's going on in this country without the left attacking you. During the pandemic, leftist authoritarians tried to quell your freedom of expression and assembly if you didn't line up for vaccine and the endless boosters. If you speak up against letting kids undergo transgender treatments, the left says that you want kids to die. If you stand up for the unborn, then you're anti-woman. If you advocate for a Judeo-Christian value, then you're a Christian nationalist. That is the new America, and that is a real flood of evil. So do you like to recycle? I used to do it all the time, then something happened, and I said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I guess I wasn't too far off. You know, there are millions and millions of plastic items recycled out there. And guess what? You may think you're doing a good job, but only 5% is actually recycled. The rest all goes into landfills. That's one out of every 20 pieces of plastic you save to be recycled, making it in. Isn't that something? And in the ocean, you know, we drop the equivalent of one trash truck every minute into our oceans. And by 2050, the weight of all that trash in the ocean will weigh more than all the fish in the ocean. Isn't that something? 40 million tons of plastic and only 5%. Oh my goodness, what about home prices? Saw this yesterday, had to do a little further investigation, just seems way out there. The average home price in America, $458,000. Somebody's buying some really expensive homes, huh? Well, allegedly, they're doing everything right for Jesus, and they are the up-and-coming and happening church down south, way down to Florida. The Circus Church, known as Church by the Glades, a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. How can this be? Coral Springs, Florida, known for being unorthodox, known for being unbiblical, known for outright apostasy, recently for a sermon carnival titled More, Move Fancy, Please, a cover for hip-hop artist by the name of Iggy Azalea, performed a self-indulgent carnival act of worldliness and self-promotion. This is the same church that put on a circus act a few years ago. Lead pastor David Hughes has been called out for teaching a much watered-down gospel and twisting scripture on so many occasions, and, well, the world just loves it. They're just coming in by the droves, and that's a sign they're really doing something right. It's actually quite normal for the seeker-sensitive, man-centered churches like this. Other similar pastors worldwide include Stephen Furtick, Elevation Church, Mark Driscoll, the cussing pastor, Perry Noble of Newspring, who recently had a meltdown on Twitter over college football. But this might be the worst circus act ever put on by Hughes and Company. The lyrics in this song are beyond ridiculous and contain much foul language used in the church, and that's completely inappropriate for anyone who would call themselves a Christian. The entire song is about self-promotion, and that's what she sings. Vain, money-loving, power-hungry women who don't care about anything else but themselves. This is so, yeah, the churches today are just really messed up in so many ways, but yet being heralded. Do a little, just put in Church by the Glades and look at all the wonderful things being said about this apostate church in the Southern Baptist Convention. So what else is happening around the world? This usually doesn't happen in Australia. Police, as of Sunday, said they had not identified the motive of a 40-year-old man who's suspected of killing five women, a male security guard, that at a shopping center before being shot dead by a female police officer who'd been called a hero by Australia's prime minister. 11 others, 9 women, 2 men, taken to a hospital, some suffering severe stab wounds, including a 9-month-old girl whose mother was killed in the attack. Whether the suspect intentionally targeted women would be an obvious line of inquiry. I guess he had some mental difficulties. Oh, is it today? If it snuck up on you and you require a reprieve to prevent the government from raiding your bank account, you're not alone. The IRS expects 19 million people in this country to file an extension for the year. The agency will automatically grant you a 6-month extension, although it's recommended you remit a payment today if you expect to owe money. That's it, huh? April the 15th, every year. It's a sad day. McDonald's out in California. They plan to offset the increased food workers' wages there. They're bringing back a breakfast favorite. Bagels are going to return. They say Tesla cut its full self-driving subscriptions in half for customers in the U.S. and Canada to $99 a month. Okay. Into golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters for the second time in 3 years, cementing his status as the most dominant pro golfer in the world right now. There's a new movie out there, Civil War, took home $26 million to be the top grossing movie at the box office for this weekend. You know, I'm sure many of you thought about this. I know a guy who's worked hard to get a construction operation going. Had to take out a loan to get that big old diesel truck. They're expensive. Now, why would we forgive the cost of a degree, but not the cost of a lease payment? For some reason, we think that a tool that looks like a diploma is somehow more important than that of a big piece of metal in the driveway that allows the guy to build homes that you and I live in. Just something to think about today. And for some reason today, this one rings home. You know you're getting really old when you look at the clock to see if it's late enough to go to bed. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Well, attention, Wichita, Kansas. We're only a couple of weeks of making our way to your fair city. Southwest Radio Ministries, Prophecy Live, gonna be in Wichita, Kansas, with Rob Lindstedt and the team out there. Gonna be a great time. I get to again talk about the area of the spirit world and the war that is very real. We got some new thoughts we want to share with you coming up. That's in Wichita, Kansas on Friday, May the 3rd, Saturday, May the 4th. Southwest Radio Ministries. And don't forget, InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com if you haven't gotten a copy of our book yet, or getting in touch with Southwest Radio Church at swrc.com or can get you the book, but certainly get you the 36-part video series, 1-800-652-1144. Well, since our book came out, Invisible War on the Saints, one of the questions that comes up, do you really, Dr. Patton, think that we're in a war? Well, absolutely. Now, here's the problem. When you think of the word war, you think of some physical combat with armored vehicles, soldiers in uniform, all those deadly weapons and drones, a lot like what's happening in the Middle East now, things that we experienced here over the weekend. Yet there is a more terrible war in many regards, a spiritual war going on all around you every day, just as dangerous as what's going on now in the Middle East. One we often ignore, one that few people really understand. That's what I've come to conclude. We have a powerful enemy working against us 24/7. In fact, the Lord calls him the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, there you go, because he's the source of evil and wickedness in the world. And to overcome his attacks and those of his demons, you've got to recognize that he really is an adversary. He really is an enemy. And hold your ground against him. Give no place to the devil. To stand firm, you got to dress for battle. And I've said this so many times, putting on a belt of truth. Because of who our enemy is, the father of lies, we've got to wear a belt of God's truth to counter his deceit. And it's imperative that we make a commitment every day to hold on to God's plan, choose to go God's way, and to be obedient. That is critical. whatever that cost might be. Just as a belt holds your clothing together, holds your pants up, our lives are to be encircled and held together by the truth of the Word of God. Then put on the breastplate of righteousness, like a protective covering. Obedience guards us from harm. And since we have an enemy who prowls around seeking to deceive and destroy, 1 Peter 5:8 is a roaring lion, we are to suit up daily in the armor that comes from choosing God's way in our conduct and in our conversation. With such protection, Satan's arrows of lust and doubt and fear cannot penetrate. Today, safeguard yourself by spending time absorbing God's truth, the belt, and then applying them through obedient action, which is the breastplate. It's so important. As soldiers in God's army, we are engaged in this spiritual war to hold the ground, and we must be arrayed in battle gear every day. So be sure that your feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Roman military soldiers had metal cleats to help soldiers stand firm in the battle. In a similar way, our spiritual shoes provide the solid footing of assurance. We are certain that we have peace with God, and we are certain that we are safe in Him. John 10:28. Carry the shield of faith. The most powerful asset we have as believers is our faith. It helps us to resist the enemy's temptations by thinking, I know I have this need, but I will wait for the Lord to meet it in His way and in His time, and I'm just going to trust Him. I'm going to be, there's the word, patient. We are well protected behind the shield of faith. And wear that helmet of salvation. The mind is Satan's battlefield. He's a liar, and so he tries to get those lies into your mind. He tries to scare you, his two biggest weapons. It needs to be conscientiously and effectively guarded, the mind. It's a spiritual battle. That assurance you have that you're saved will help repel the enemy's lies, those that would cause you to question God, to think contrary to the Word of God. With such certainty, our minds can remain steady, right on track. Boy, carry the sword with you, the sword of the Spirit. God's Word is both an offensive and a defensive weapon in this war. It makes inroads for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Hebrews 4:12. And it also protects us, as Jesus proved in the desert temptation. The devil can't stand against the truth. Never has, never will. The spiritual battle ranging around us is real, and it's fierce. Ephesians 6:12. So remember, we're not in the reserve unit. Oh, no. Waiting to be called up? Nope. We are in the war today. You are on the battlefield. You are a soldier of God. We are to be fully dressed today for battle. Wait a minute. You're not sure if you're a soldier or not? Well, are you saved? Has there ever been a time in your life where you've asked God to forgive you of your sins and invite Christ into your life? Has it ever happened? Today, this Monday, would be a really good day to start out the week, don't you think? God, forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior. We'll see in the days ahead if it's real. And finally, some never do's. Never try to tell everything you know. It could be too short a period of time. Never trust a man when he's in love, drunk, or running for public office. Never board a commercial aircraft if the pilot is wearing a tank top. Never be in a hurry to terminate a marriage. You may need this person to finish a sentence. Just a thought. Oh, never try to keep up with the Joneses either. Drag them down to your level. It's a whole lot cheaper. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Hey, I'm sick. Give me a break. That's the way it is Monday, April the 15th, Tax Day, 2024. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.